Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we help business people become celebrities. In this segment, we're going to be talking about virtual assistants, why you may need one, what to look for when hiring one, and the benefits of using a virtual assistant. My guest today is a certified administrative professional and the principal of Entertainment Business Support, a virtual administrative support company. Her organization supports the success of entrepreneurs and small businesses. We are pleased to have on the phone today a woman who can make your business life less hectic and more organized with the use of technology. Ms. Kimberly Fennell, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let's get right into it. What is a virtual assistant, a VA, if you will?
I'm sorry. A virtual assistant is an independent entrepreneur providing administrative, creative, and or technical services to businesses, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and they do it from a remote location.
Well, what are the top five qualities to look for in a virtual assistant?
You definitely want somebody that is professional, that has excellent communication skills. You want somebody that is proficient in the services that you need completed. You want someone with integrity that's going to protect your confidential and proprietary information. And then you want somebody that's familiar with your business and with your industry.
Well, what are some of the benefits of using a VA?
Well, a virtual assistant can provide you with additional support when you don't have the resources to hire someone full-time. A virtual assistant is also skilled in the services that they provide, so you don't have to provide training as you would if you were hiring someone. And then you don't also have to pay benefits to them. You don't have to provide office space. So they already have all of the materials that they need to provide the services to you.
What are some of the recommendations for finding a qualified VA?
Well, my suggestions would be to request an interview with a prospective VA and check with maybe a local trade organization, check with your local chambers of commerce. There are also various organizations online and websites for virtual assistants where they have profiles that you can review and see what their specialties are. Similar ones would be like the International Virtual Assistants Association or Virtual Assistants Networking Association or the Alliance for Virtual Biz.com are all trade organizations that have profiles of their members. So those would be excellent ways to look for a qualified virtual assistant.
Ms. Fennell, how do you suggest screening a prospective VA?
I would definitely call them prior to working with them and interview them. Find out what their policies or procedures are. I would definitely request references and work samples. Many VAs usually have a portfolio of work that they've completed in the past. And then I would also look at their marketing materials, their websites, brochures, biz cards, things of that nature, and just look at the professionalism of those things. And then I would also look for certifications. There are virtual assistant certifications. There are administrative certifications as well that you can check into to find out if they're qualified.
What are some best practices for working with a VA?
Well, I would suggest sitting down and talking to them, explaining the scope of the project that you would like for them to do in detail so that they understand what specific tasks need to be completed during the course of the project, what goals you want to achieve, what the outcome of the project is supposed to be, deadlines, things of that nature, if there are particular points where reports have to be given or status updates have to be given, and also having open communication with them so that they're comfortable with coming to you if they have a question or concern, and likewise, you can go to them if you have a question or concern about what they're doing. So it's definitely the biggest thing is communication with your VA.
Who are some of the business people who would benefit the most by using a VA?
there is a plethora of business people that would benefit. It would typically be someone who is a high-level professional, maybe a business owner or an entrepreneur, someone who has a lot of tasks that need to be completed, but would their time would be better served actually driving the business and actually doing what their business does. So if they can have someone else that could return the phone calls or respond to emails or type correspondence and things of that nature, and they can focus on actually building their business, those would be the people that would benefit from having a VA.
How did you become a virtual assistant?
I was working as an administrative support professional in a company and was in between jobs and was reading through some magazines and came across a book that taught about how to start a business support business. And basically, it's the same thing as being a virtual assistant. So I read up on the industry, did some research, and began my practice shortly thereafter.
Being a VA, is this something that is more prevalent in the 21st century, or was it a big thing in the latter part of the 20th century also?
The virtual assistance industry is something that started probably in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, and it is becoming more prevalent now in the 21st century. But I think also the industry has evolved a little bit, just as the position of a secretary has evolved between, say, 1980 and 2000, the virtual assisting job or industry, I should say, has also kind of evolved and it's expanded. So it's not just maybe typing letters, but they're also designing websites. They're also doing graphic design. They're also doing internet marketing. So the expansion of the industry has also expanded the types of services that a virtual assistant will provide.
Ms. Fennell, as we bring this interview to a close, is there one last thing you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding the services of a virtual assistant?
Well, a virtual assistant, again, can provide you with the resources that you need so that you can focus on your business. So that will give you more time to focus on building your business while they take care of the back-end things such as bookkeeping, word processing, data entry, and things of that nature. So if you are overwhelmed, overworked, and can't necessarily afford to hire a full-time assistant, I would definitely encourage you to look into hiring a virtual assistant.
How can you be reached?
I can be reached at 678-663-9001, or I can be reached via email at kfennell, which is spelled F as in Frank, E, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, E-L-L, at ebsadminservice.com. That's E as in elephant, B as in boy, S as in Samuel, adminservice.com.
All right. Ms. Kimberly Fennell, Principal of Entertainment Business Support, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another award-winning job behind the scenes. For more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. To be a guest on our show, please send your request to businesscelebrity@gmail.com or give us a call at 770-460-5999.